Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A grand jury in Santa Fe has indicted actor-producer Alec Baldwin for involuntary manslaughter more than 2 years after a prop gun fired on the set of his movie Rust, killing the cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is not a case where anybody thinks Alec Baldwin had the intent to kill somebody. This is about whether or not he had reckless disregard, whether he willfully disregarded all of the safety red flags here.
One of the biggest questions in this case is exactly how the gun fired.
One of the things that he has said is, I never fired the gun. A forensics report recently again said, no, it had to be him. And I think that's part of why we see these charges coming again.
The Baldwin's attorneys say they'll fight the charges. They say they look forward to their day in court. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parents could pull their kids out of discussions about gender identity or racism in school under a Republican bill that passed the state assembly yesterday. Republicans like Representative John Mocco say parents know what's best for their kids.
They want to take that away from the parents that want to simply know what the schools are doing because the schools somehow are supposed to know better than they are.
Democrats say the bill is merely the latest salvo in the Republican culture war. A new Republican initiative would shorten Wisconsin's window on legal abortions from 20 weeks to 14 weeks. There's a public hearing on Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but it's doubtful the governor would sign it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A firearm and ammunition was recovered from a western Wisconsin school following a lockdown on Thursday. According to the school district of Spring Valley, officials received a tip that somebody had brought a gun to the school on Thursday morning and initiated lockdown procedures. Superintendent John Groh later confirmed that officials found a firearm during their search of the school and nobody was injured in the incident. Officials have not announced if the firearm belonged to a student or staff member. The City of Eau Claire Forestry Department is struggling to keep up with the spread of the emerald ash borer. According to a WQOW report, Forestry Department Supervisor Matthew Staudenmeyer says about 34% of the ash trees lining the street of the city are infested with the invasive beetles, and the number of trees in total could be higher, as infested trees in residential yards have not yet been counted. The city is currently planning to remove about 400 infested trees, but the total number that need removal is about 2,000. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Pack packed their bags for California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the 49ers. Saturday night at Levi's Stadium in the divisional playoffs, kickoff 7:15. San Francisco with a powerful offense. Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander unable to practice but doing all he can to overcome his ankle injury suffered last week.
I was in treatment about 5-6 hours every day, you know, and then at night, more treatments.
College football, the Badgers assistant defensive coach and top recruiter Colin Hitchler leaving Wisconsin. He's been hired by Alabama's new head coach, Kalen DeBoer, to join the Crimson Tide. NBA. The Bucks head to Detroit for a weekend series against the Pistons. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' 40-point loss in Cleveland Wednesday night.
It seemed like we came out in a management type mode. You know, we came out a little bit slow, and knowing that they're a fast-paced team, they play even faster at home. They play better at home, and just they got right to it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright start to the day turns mostly cloudy, with even a few scattered snow showers possible this afternoon and into the evening hours. No major accumulation is expected, just a trace, as the cold air blows over Lake Superior, cranking on the lake effect snow machine. Highs today will feel more like zero. Currently, it's 6 degrees.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media and live. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. David Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Yeah, like you say, Matt, this is a way to stay in power without even being in power, to win elections without winning elections. They want to eliminate the Republican Party has always been anti-science, you know, when it comes to climate change and a whole host of issues. You know, they want to replace science with right-wing judges who don't know anything about science. Don't remember that a course on any kind of science course in law school, you know. And they're trying to eliminate the entire regulatory infrastructure, and like science. I mean, Congress isn't going to be able to delegate to scientists anymore. The implementation of laws, you got to be kidding me. What are we going to do it based on religion, based on the Republican Party ideology? I mean, you know, Kagan yesterday, or the day before yesterday, in oral arguments, she said, you know, for example, like, what are we going to have a judge instead of the FDA decide whether a drug is a drug or a dietary supplement? It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, here's the real problem. You're absolutely right. If you, a reg that's put out by the Food and Drug Administration about drugs, if that is not respected, you know that Tommy Tuberville and the rest of them are not going to let this stuff be debated in the Congress. And then what happens? There'll be a lawsuit. Somebody bring a lawsuit to stop it, even though it's not binding. And then what? Judges are going to be inundated with that. They have no expertise. How about clean food? How about meat packing? How about deciding whether, you know, chickens should be recalled because, they have salmonella or whatever the heck they get, you know? Right now, we have the cleanest food in the world. You go to some, and not just in the third world. I mean, you go to some places and there'll be a dog or a cat hanging in the butcher shop, you know, that kind of thing. But I was in Italy, which is one of the most advanced countries in the world, and went out to a little town outside of Rome. And I was walking through a grocery store and it was very nice and all this stuff, European brands. And then I looked down, there's a big barrel of sort of, you know, brown. It looked like oversized rice or something. Suddenly it started to move. I looked down, honest to God, it was full of insects and they ate them. And there was a scooper, and you'd scoop them up, put them in a plastic bag, you buy a pound of them, and apparently they liked it. I mean, this kind of stuff doesn't go on in the United States. And one of the weird things about this is that the big companies like the Chevron case, they do not want this new way to do it because, you know, DuPont and the rest of them don't pour cyanide into the water. What they do is they put very bad things, and then they negotiate with the FDA and the EPA and all these people. And by and large, they like a set of rules that they can understand. But you're going to have mom and pop throwing cyanide in the water and then arguing about it later. You can't have that. Tom of McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And just to build on that, as far as, you know, an industry that is probably sweating about this would be the pharmaceutical industry, because right, they make their profits in terms of getting drugs out to market as soon as possible, and they use the FDA to help make sure that happens. So now it's going to take an act of Congress, literally, to get drugs approved. That's going to have a chilling effect on the pharmaceutical and medical industry. Why should researchers and companies invest billions in order to have their products delayed because Congress can't get, like, they can't even get a budget passed, let alone healthcare? So these researchers are going to probably go overseas to Europe, where they won't have any of those regulations that we're going to have now. And it's just going to be terrible, just in terms of American innovation. Talk about a move that is so Republican, where they're just worried about themselves and what profit they can get individually, and just send the rest of the nation underneath, underneath a rock, sort of thing. I really hope that the pharmaceutical industry and their attorneys are filing brief after brief in support of Chevron, because this, that's going to be terrible on their end. Thank you.
You know, that's a, yeah, that's a very good point, because the other thing that companies make money on is the perception and the reality of steadiness and of safe products. In other words, it helps the pharmaceutical companies. And when they have a patent, they can charge large prices, but it helps them if people just assume, I'm taking this statin, you know, I'm taking this blood pressure medication, and it's been looked at by experts. If it turns out as a result of this, that the only, quote, experts that's being looked at are by company experts, and they hire scientists too, but they actually have some skin in the game. They have a conflict of interest, but it's not being looked at by independent experts. And Tommy Tuberville is not an independent expert. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not an independent expert. And so when that happens, and it's sort of like people that are taking fentanyl, they think they're taking heroin or something else, which is bad enough, and it's laced with fentanyl. If there's a feeling out there that any chemicals that I'm going to buy or any pharmaceuticals I'm going to buy for legitimate purposes, I have no idea what it's laced with. That is going to, I think, is that's going to be a savage blow to our industry. And I guess they can go overseas. It's going to be a lot more expensive, and it's not necessary. But here's the ultimate thing before we go on to the next topic. Going back to 1803, there's nothing in the Constitution that says they can do it. They built from 1803 to Dred Scott in 1859, then to initially threatening Social Security itself in 1935, and then they come on to get rid of Roe v. Wade, Citizens United, Shelby County, No More Voting Rights Act, and now No More Chevron Opinion. They are acting as a legislature that can't be checked, can't be appealed from, can't be overruled or vetoed by the president. The only check is impeachment and conviction. Conviction takes 67 senators. 67 senators. You can't even get 9 Republicans to promote admirals and generals. How are you going to get 17 of them, 16 or 17 of them, to remove a Supreme Court justice? We have let a rogue unit of government, these are tarantulas, they are not for the United States, and they are acting lawlessly, and the only way to get rid of them is to do it, the only constitutional way to get rid of them is to do it, frankly, by impeachment and conviction. Alexander Hamilton said, when he said somebody posed this kind of dilemma to him, obviously not in the context of administrative agencies because there were none. What happens if the Supreme Court decides to take over the country? And he said, well, they don't have an army. Well, they don't need an army. All they need is complicit senators in the Republican Party. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Going back to the lines, Cam of Nina, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in mind today, Cam?
Hey, okay, so FDA. I think that while this topic is active, I think that it should be tackled in a couple ways. One, got to keep the judges and courts and lawmakers who know nothing of what they're talking about when it comes to food and drug to lay off. Just go away. I agree with that. But the FDA in general needs to be broken up. The FDA needs to be separated into a food and then a separate administration for drug. They need to be separate. Most of the people that get hired into the FDA come from medical only. So drug is kind of like 97%, I think, is roughly the amount of work that they put like their people towards. It's all drug and pharmaceutical money, and I'm sure bribes are taken at some point that get stuff passed along. Food does not get nearly enough attention. I was kind of bummed. I understand your point of like we have some of the best food, safest food in the world.
Right.
But, man, our neighbors in Canada have much better quality meats because in the U.S. we let stuff slide so easily, and we end up like announcing when we're going to come inspect some of the places because we are in bed with some of these meatpacking plants. It's just, it's really unfortunate. And we need people who are experts in food to actually run the food part, not medical people who are going to sideline it because they're more interested inside of the pharmaceuticals, which are still important.
Okay. Thanks for calling. I'm going to disagree with you on 2 points. I don't think people in the FDA are taking bribes. I think a lot of people say that blithely, but I do not think, if you think that, go to any other country in the world outside of the West. And then number two, when it comes to food, I think we do have the cleanest food in the world. And I've been to Canada, and I like Canada very much, but I wouldn't move to Canada, not just because I love the United States, but because our life down here, I don't know where you shop for meat. Here's the thing. There is inspection. You are not going to see dogs and cats swinging from a pole like you are in a lot of areas of the world. You're not going to see a barrel full of moving insects. You're not going to see that kind of stuff. And there are strict controls. The meatpacking plants out in Nebraska and South Dakota and where a lot of them are inspected all the time. The cleanliness is inspected all the time. OSHA goes in, and we have a very, very rigorous set of inspections. There are different quality of meats, and there are different, you know, so-called upscale butcher shops and run-of-the-mill butcher shops and all this. And so that's your choice, and obviously that's somewhat limited by income, and I understand that. But I appreciate the call very much, Cam. I really like guy calling in, a millennial or a Generation Z, or you may even be maybe a new generation I haven't heard about yet. But you're a good man. I like you coming in. I like your perspective. And like most younger people, you're very idealistic, and you don't suffer corruption at all. I like that a lot. Well, coming up, you are going to hear Donald Trump totally disassociated from what he's saying, and there will be no more jokes about Joe Biden after this one coming up.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe with Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I think that this Chevron decision, which has been in place for a long time, and we all have gotten very used to having a certain level of confidence that things are well-viewed. For example, the drugs are they're tested well. The permits for environmental matters are thoughtful discussion about how this is going to play into our environmental life. And I think it's easy for people to get into the idea that we have this bloated regulatory thing, and they're always telling you all these different rules, and why can't they just streamline it? Because things are complicated. Because things are complicated. We aren't at the level that we were when our country started out. For example, something as simple as, where do you put a landfill? How are we going to decide whether this drug for Alzheimer's is actually worth it, or is it causing other problems that don't make this drug worth it? You need experts who really understand this stuff because it is complicated. And the world of business, I remember someone saying that the Department of Commerce, there was some uproar during the last Bush administration where they were going to blow up the Department of Commerce, and business was just holding their head because they were used to a way of doing business. These are our permits. This is what we have to supply. This is what we need to do. And it's not even just the business. It's, for example, insurance companies that are insuring businesses. What do they have to do in order to do a certain activity to get a permit? Okay, now we know they got blah, blah, blah permit, which means they did the steps of these things. It's easy to say blow it up. It's real easy to say blow it up. And I'd be interested in your reaction. I've thought about this for a long time. There's an expression that someone had. They said, fascism relies on speed. And I thought about that because democracy is slow. It's ponderous. We have a committee meeting, we go through it, we have people talk about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, we have markups after that, we put it through. It isn't fast. I mean, you've been in hearings, you've been in the process of getting bills through state legislatures or Congress. It's ponderous, and it's ponderous for a reason, which is you don't just blow things up because it just is not a good way to govern. I'd be curious about your reaction to that idea that fascism relies on speed. You know, I'm going to get this done the first day, as compared to democracy, which is we move forward step by step. We move forward. Thanks a lot, Matt. I'd be curious about your reaction.
Yeah, Joe. No, I agree. And then, in fact, I'll say this, a couple of things. Right now, people speak in platitudes. You know, Republicans will say, well, we're for local control. Well, they gave that up a long time ago. We're for fiscal integrity. They gave that up a long time ago. We're for a strong defense. They gave that up a long, but they keep parroting it. And the thing about fascism is there's a big lie, and then there's a power grab. It's very, very simple. And the big lie is repeated and repeated and repeated, and people cave. And then they say, hey, I heard it somewhere else too, so it must be true. And you're right. And there's something about, you know, of course, the Churchill's description of democracy is the worst possible form of government, except for all the alternatives. And he was right. And the fact of the matter is, it's laborious. A bill goes through, may not make it, it's reintroduced. But what comes out of it is not bureaucracy. What comes out of it is the finest pharmaceuticals, the finest food, finest financial safeguards against crooks in the insurance industry and the securities industry, for Pete's sake. What, Tuberville and Marjorie Taylor Greene are going to have to vote on every securities? How about the Federal Reserve? They haven't given any thought to this, but the six tarantulas, quite frankly, on the Supreme Court are doctrinaire, just reciting platitudes and they're badly hurting the country. Thank you very much. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Andrew.
Joe's topic was excellent. Really, really good. Living in the Great Lakes state, we need all these regulations on the water. What could happen to the state of Michigan if the water isn't regulated? We used to use an expression, locks keep honest people honest. If somebody wants to break in your house, they're coming in your house. But locks keep honest people honest. And I think the regulators keep honest companies honest as well. And the bad companies will eventually just be washed down the gutter. We'll know who the bad companies are because the excellence of the good companies. Matt, have a great weekend. And thanks to all the businesses that support your show as always. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, Andrew. I love that phrase. Locks keep honest people honest. That's very good. A burglar is going to figure out a way, but locks keep honest people honest. What the Supreme Court has done is take the locks and essentially the rules and regulations away from companies, and even honest companies are going to slip in quality. And you're right about the Great Lakes. If you had to have Tommy Tuberville and Marjorie Taylor Greene agree on regs for they don't even show up to work half the time. They're all Dr. No and insults. The naked photographs of Hunter Biden and the committee, for God's sake. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark?
Thanks for taking my call. I think Neil Gorsuch should probably recuse himself from this because he's been vowing vengeance against the regulatory state since his mommy was a head of the EPA, hiring industry lobbyists to work at the EPA. I mean that, and Clarence Thomas, who knows who he's been taking money from. I mean that. Even the ancients had rules against corrupt judges. The judges had to be, their honesty couldn't be questioned. I mean, that is what they wanted to, because in those ancient states, they actually had law that if the king even recognized that the judges can't be trusted, then the people aren't going to trust the law at all. And I wouldn't trust Neil Gorsuch to carry a. To do anything for me. I mean that because he swore vengeance probably when he was 15 years old and he was whining, crying that his mom was forced to retire from the EPA. I mean that it is just it's just sad that he's sitting on this case, that he doesn't have the integrity to recognize the fact that there's history out there. I mean that and that we have to recognize that and do we want to go back what we had when Upton Sinclair wrote The Jungle and have the food and drugs and right. And nothing to be safe to eat or to drink? I mean that fine and dandy. I'll just gather up all my dog's droppings for the year and just drop them on some Republican's yard and say,
well,
nothing wrong with that.
You're talking about Upton Sinclair in The Jungle for everybody out there. That was he was a muckraker, but it's sort of a satirical novel. And people suddenly woke up and realized, sort of like Rachel Carson's Silent Spring in the 1960s, my God, with her, it was what chemicals are going in the water. And with Upton Sinclair, the lack of cleanliness in food and so on. And that inspired people ultimately to have things like the FDA and scientists pass on food and pass on chemicals and water regulation and insurance regulations, so you don't get scammed, and securities regulations, so you don't get cheated. And the Supreme Court is saying it has to be Tommy Tuberville and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Give me a break. Coming up very shortly, we are going to talk about Donald Trump's disassociativeness and split in the Wisconsin Republican Party. Coming up.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Is your roof full of snow that you need to take off yet? I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and David Bonhoff, professor at UW-Madison's Department of Biological Systems Engineering, recommends that you use a rake. But you can also get the roof to shed that snow itself.
The way that you can get that to happen is you can say, well, can I melt the snow off the roof? Now, in an animal confinement facility, not a machine shed, but an animal confinement facility, you can sometimes do that by driving up the roof temperature, and you can drive that up by saying, I'm going to shut off my ventilation or close up my ventilation system and warm up the building. Get the building above the freezing point of the snow that's on the roof.
However, as the snow melts, that water will run down to the eave and freeze. So the ice will create a dam, preventing snow from sliding off. So make sure you remove that ice as the snow melts, as ice dams can cause damage. I've got your closing markets right after this.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Don't get caught off guard in 2024. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your Friday closing markets. Cash corn closed at 445 and a half. That's up 1.5 cents. New crop corn closed at 476. That's up a quarter. Cash soybeans closed at 1213 and a quarter, down a quarter. And new crop beans closed at 1191 and a quarter, and that was with no change. March cash wheat closed at 593 and a quarter. That was up 7 3/4. And July new crop wheat closed at 609 and 3/4, and that's up 6 cents. Looking at the dairy side of things, February Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1575 a hundredweight. That's up 10 cents. And March milk is trading at 1609, and that's up 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 146 and 3/4. That's up 2 and 3/4. 40-pound block cheese closed at 144 and a half. That was down 2.5 cents. And the double A butter closed down 2 cents at 254 and a half. Be sure to take us with you wherever you go by downloading our app at thefarmwi.com. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright start to the day turns mostly cloudy, with even a few scattered snow showers possible this afternoon and into the evening hours. No major accumulation is expected, just a trace, as the cold air blows over Lake Superior, cranking on the lake effect snow machine. Highs today will feel more like zero. Currently, it's 6 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matt and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, consider this. How many times has crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, shot his mouth off about Joe Biden? And has the Republican Party done the same thing? Well, he gave a talk just yesterday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'm talking about Donald Trump gave a talk in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And here's what he says. Quote, "We are going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you." Then he lost track of what he was talking about. And he said, quote, "From your, you know, your political beliefs, what they do, they want to debank you, and we're going to debank. Think of this. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your country. The things they're doing, all electric cars, God, give me a break." Now, let me tell you something. Joe Biden stuttered as a kid. He is absolutely in command as president. He's not only restored NATO and put together a mini NATO in the Pacific, but he flew to Kyiv, flies to Warsaw, flies to Munich, flies to the Pacific. He is vigorous and fully in command. The fact that he occasionally stutters is not his fault. And you may notice, and this most speech therapists would tell you this, that sometimes people who stutter need a physical prop. He holds a pen frequently. Take a look at it. He holds a pen. And occasionally he'll say a stock phrase just to orient his thoughts. He's a magnificent president. But this guy, Trump, truly does have dementia. And in my view, and I'm not the only one who thinks that, when you get up there, and there is, sadly for him, a hint of a clue in this, and I'm going to tell you what that clue is. When you get up, you're in the New Hampshire primary yesterday, and you go, quote, "We are going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you." Then he loses his train of thought and looks around. Then he says, "From quote, from your, you know, your political beliefs, what they do, they want to debank you, and we're going to debank. Think of this. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your country. The things they are doing, all electric cars, God, give me a break." Now, let me tell you the clue in that. You know, he's talking about banks, electric cars, loses his train of thought. He's going through the motions. He ran simply to stay out of prison. You know that. I mean, the reason he declared was because he thought if he ran, it'd be harder to put him in prison. But there is a phrase called debanking that you may not be aware of. Most people will see an ad in the paper and they'll say, we're paying 4% on CDs, or we're offering loans at, you know, whatever. They want you to bank with them. They market you. They want you. But at the very, very highest levels of business and investments, banks also have controls to keep organized crime out of them, to keep drug money out of them, to keep Russia out of them, to keep, you know, for instance, in the Middle East, to keep jihadist groups out of them who try to launder money, drug cartels, these kinds of folks. And it's called debanking. And what it means is, and I've been involved or seen cases where people have been involved where if you get a subpoena from the federal government directed to your bank for your accounts, especially from a criminal, not a civil case, but a criminal prosecution, some banks will notify you that you're no longer welcome to bank with them. It's called debanking you. And they give you back your money and say, "Don't darken our door again." It's obvious to me in this kind of rambling thing that Donald Trump has been debanked. And actually, Eric Trump said it to a journalist some time ago. He said, "Banks won't lend to us anymore because we've gone bankrupt 6 times, you know, in our businesses, our casinos." And that's why he gets his money from Russia. So this is a very pathetic thing. This is a guy who's in early stage argumentative dementia, lashing out, threatening, attacking people. But he's reaching through. He has this shtick about electric cars. And so he goes after that. And he's been debanked and he's angry about it. It's humiliating, you know, to get a letter or an email from the bank saying you're no longer welcome to bank with us. That's because their control people looked at it and they realized that you are in effect the same as organized crime. We don't want you. So there you have it. I mean, I really don't want to hear from a Republican anymore that Joe Biden is somehow, you know, losing it. Joe Biden's not losing it at all. Terrific president, most experienced foreign policy president we've ever had. And it is this guy, Donald Trump, who is debanking electric cars. You know, we're going to debank you. He is really scrambling. And this is going to continue to show itself. And this is one of the things I think that's showing up in the polls that is starting to shift to Joe Biden. I also want to talk about a split in the Republican Party in Wisconsin. And I'm not talking about something casual or something, you know, some personality thing. But there is a woman named Janelle Branchon, who is in the assembly from Menominee Falls in our general area here in Milwaukee. Menominee Falls in Waukesha County, but it's essentially a suburb of Milwaukee. And she is one of the ones that's pressing the impeachment of Megan Wolf. She goes on and on about it. And Donald Trump is actually reposting things on Truth Social that she puts out. And so she put in a resolution to impeach Megan Wolf. Well, the problem with that is twofold. There's a judge in Madison who has issued an injunction in the middle of litigation saying you can't remove her without further order of this court. There is a question legally on whether that is an injunction against impeachment or an injunction against the legislature appointing someone else. But I'd be happy to litigate that for Megan Wolf, and there's a lot of good lawyers that would be doing it too. That's the number one, the first impediment. The second impediment is I have talked to Republican businessmen, and admittedly they're more mainstream. You know, they're conservatives, but they're not Trumpers. They were very offended that the Republican Party would even think of launching impeachment proceedings against a judge who won by 11 percentage points and who hadn't taken office yet, hadn't done anything. She hasn't issued any decision yet that one way or the other. To do that preemptively is to take the whole idea of the lame duck legislation and shift everybody's power to the legislature and do it completely, even overturn elections. It is a denial of the peaceful transition of power, because impeachment requires either that she's committed a crime, and Janet Protasiewicz has committed no crime. She's an upstanding citizen with a sterling reputation. Second, that she's done something corrupt in office, and she hadn't even taken office. And right now, she took office at the beginning of August, and she's been in, what, 5 months, and she hasn't done anything at all, much less anything corrupt. And she's incapable of doing anything corrupt. So Voss knows that if this resolution has to be voted on, some of the Republicans may figure that they have to take it up to save themselves from Trump. Trump is urging it, by the way. And secondly, there was a series of advertisements, largely on television, but also the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You may have seen them or heard about them, in which they put up a very unflattering picture of Megan Wolf, who's a superb executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, and accusing her of, quote, doing things, end quote, that the Election Commission itself voted 6-0 to do. One of them was drop boxes. That was from the commission, not Megan Wolf. The other one was during COVID, when elderly people in old age homes couldn't vote because they wouldn't let election people in to set up machines. They were mailed ballots. That was a vote, a unanimous vote, the Wisconsin Election Commission, not Megan Wolf. So this ad lied. It's being paid for by out-of-state billionaires. And they want the Republicans to put in a Gableman type of guy. some, you know, Bigfoot going around the state saying, I don't know much about elections. I know fraud when I see it. Haven't seen any yet. Pay $3 million, over $3 million of our tax money. That's what they want. So what happened was, Voss won't let the resolution come to the floor for a vote. And he's using a guy named August. He is the Assembly Majority Leader, Tyler August. And also they have a Speaker Pro Tem, a guy named Kevin Peterson. Janelle Branchon attacked them as being Wolf's PR team. And they lashed back at her. They lashed back at her. She has supporters. Scott Allen, Waukesha, called on Peterson to resign. This fight is going on in the Republican gerrymandered caucus right now. And all the time, Trump is fanning the flames. You know, he's paying attention to Voss, to the Wisconsin legislature, to the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. This guy is seriously deranged. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. Happy Friday to you. The first thing I want to talk about a little bit was Judge Janet. The reason they wanted to impeach her, because they don't want to give up their gerrymandered districts. Right now, they don't have to show up for work, and nobody's going to run against them except from the right. So they had a plush job with really good benefits, and they were never in any danger of losing them, and they could just shove things down your throat. Things that were even unpopular or polling showed the majority of the people didn't even want it. So that's why they wanted to impeach her. We're finally, hopefully, getting fair maps. And I think you said this in your program that more than likely the Republicans will maintain their majorities. It just won't be as much. And as far as Megan Wolf goes, I don't even know if she's a Republican or Democrat, for God's sakes. But I do know she does a good job, and she tries to help the local poll people. And as far as I know, she's doing a good job. So I don't. That just has to be a Trump thing. He tries to put his hands in everything. All right, you have a great weekend, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks. Those are very good points. And yeah, Trump has paid attention to it. Not only that, he's the guy who fielded, supported a challenger to Voss in the primary. And remember that guy, 29-year-old guy, hadn't really done anything. Suddenly he comes within like a point of Voss. There is this split between the Trump acolytes and more conventional Republicans in the Republican Party. The conventional Republicans aren't doing good things. I mean, they're behind the gerrymander too. There's no Republican that's opposed to gerrymander, because you're right. They show up, they get paid, I think, $55,000 a year, $20,000 in per diem. Then they get Cadillac medical care and a lot of other perks. And, you know, the whole package, if you put salary, per diem, medical care, and a lot of other things, comes out to around $100,000, and it's part-time. They don't even do anything for a long time. And they'll get a press release from Alec, says, put this bill in. And they don't even do that. Their leadership does it. And they change the name from Nevada or Nebraska to Wisconsin and put it in. And then the clowns come in burping and yawning at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they vote, and then they leave. That's pretty good stuff, they think. What they're doing is they're betraying the state of Wisconsin. Well, now what's happening is the more right-wing nutty fringe is turning on the leadership. That's what's happening right now. And one clown calling for the Speaker Pro Tem to resign, and Trump trying to primary Voss. This is going on in Wisconsin. Stepping away for a second, coming up, the Republicans want to force Lloyd Austin to come in and talk about his prostate surgery. I'm not kidding. Coming up.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the most disgusting things that I've heard the Republicans do, and there have been quite a few of them, but this one is they have notified Lloyd Austin that they want to summon him to the Capitol to testify about his hospitalization. I'm not kidding. Now, there's a couple of things on that. One is, remember, they've already attacked him. They lowered his pay to $1. He's a defense secretary. He's the one that's coordinating our military response in Ukraine against the Russians, in the Middle East against the Iran proxies, in the Pacific against China. And what do the Republicans do? Lower the defense secretary's pay to $1. Don't promote generals and admirals. Don't pay our troops. He went in for prostate surgery, they said. And apparently then there were complications, and I, you know, don't know all the details. It's a very, any surgery is very personal. And surgery in that area is extremely personal. And the beef was that he had not let Biden know right away he was out, although he didn't communicate with one of his staff, and things were actually fine. He'd issue his orders from the hospital bed, and he did a very good job. But in his defense, and then I'm going to say something about the testimony. One of the things is when you have the Republicans lowering your salary to a dollar, no Democrat voted for it. They had to get all the Republicans. Everybody in this state voted to lower his salary for a dollar. I mean, the Republican congressman in the state, their own defense secretary, career general, not a political guy at all. When Marjorie Taylor Greene brings naked pictures of a witness and sort of ogles them in a conference room, and the chairman of the committee permits it, and then when Marjorie Taylor Greene and then Nancy Mace talk about the private parts of Hunter Biden, I can easily see how Lloyd Austin should not have to, and I hope does not, go there to testify essentially about his private parts or that general area in surgery. These people are not in good faith. A Republican committee in the 50s or 60s would not do something like that to the Secretary of State. They're trying to make fun of him. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nancy Mace, in my opinion, there is a substantial likelihood that they will try to insert the word penis into the record. They'll want to talk about his private parts. They're going to smirk and chuckle and try to embarrass him, just like they did with Hunter Biden. And, I mean, you know, look, you have people like Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who covered up for that wrestling coach who abused wrestlers. This is a peculiar Republican Party, and the leadership doesn't rein it in at all, and it's partially to blame for what's going on. He should absolutely refuse to go in and refuse to testify at all about his surgery. And frankly, he should refuse to go in at all. He has already said that he had the surgery. He has a spokesman. Send the spokesman in. This is not in good faith. This is done to try to humiliate somebody who had surgery, very, very delicate surgery, and it's not right. It's not right. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gene?
Sorry to call back, Matt, but I had a call on this one. You know, this goes along the line of what they're doing to our defense and, you know, and our Homeland Security, to make him look weak, to make him like he did something that was wrong when he was going in for a regular surgery where he'd be awake and that type of stuff. I mean, this is so sick. This is so dangerous when other countries like China and Russia and the different ones are looking for our weaknesses. We got one sitting right there. Marjorie Taylor Greene and the gang just totally trying to destroy the image of our country, and people need to speak back and say, keep your nose out of his business. And besides that, is that alerting our enemies that the guy that's, you know, taking care of a lot of this stuff is having some kind of medical issue that maybe that should just be private right now? I don't get it, Matt. Anyway, I just wanted to call that. I couldn't believe it. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And what they're trying to do is make him look weak to try to get at Biden. People aren't buying this. The avalanche is starting. The polls are going to continue to reflect it. You have a madman out there that they're afraid of, but a lot of them are madmen right in the caucus itself. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is one. Comer, this guy from Kentucky, is another one. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Nancy Mace, all of them. All of them are doing everything they can to weaken the image of the United States nationally, internationally. Everywhere. I want to talk briefly about the New Hampshire primary. Don't have a lot of time left. But right now it's Tuesday, and everybody seems to go, well, Nikki Haley, you know, maybe she can win it, maybe she can't win it, blah, blah, blah. What is she doing? And so forth. Biden's already attacking, or not Biden, Trump is already attacking her the way he attacked Barack Obama. He's now using her full name is an ethnic name that her parents gave her, and she doesn't use it. It's Nikki. She is Nikki. Number one. Number two, though, he said that she's not eligible to run for president. She was born in the United States. Her parents were immigrants, just like Trump's wife, two of his wives. In fact, his wife wasn't born in the United States. But, okay, this is all false, but he says it, and 30 or 40% of the Republicans will go along with this, and they'll go, oh, okay, well, then that must be true because I heard it on the internet. She's not debating him. She's finally taken the gloves off, but they're not real strong gloves. You know, she goes, well, he's a loser. We don't want two 80-year-old guys running. We want something vigorous. But he's doing what he can to poison the issue so that when they get to South Carolina the next time where there's extreme racial prejudice, and frankly, she was the governor there, so she should do well, but he's doing everything he can to junk it up. Now, a couple of other things. The younger people, I think, are going to vote for her. Independents are going to vote for her. But a billionaire that I'm a supporter of, Langone, said something stupid. He said, I'm not going to throw money down a rat hole until I show that she's, you know, really making some progress. We'll see what happens. But the Republican Party right now is moribund, and it's controlled by Trump. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, guys. Thanks a lot for calling in. You were terrific today. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time Monday. And I'm signing off for today.
Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Alec Baldwin.